suspect quite a few of you readers out there in blog land wonder how I make a living, meaning how do I make money. Moonshining is pretty much dried up, so naturally I've turned to other forms of petty crime. Currently I'm an artist, partly a con artist, you might say, with the same degree of truth, inasmuch as I have to hoodwink my clients that what I'm selling has real value. No easy thing in this mass-produced, low-priced Walmart society we live in. Back in the day, folks like me glommed onto a religion. Us artists worked for the church, painted Bible stories, or filled cathedrals with portraits of the saints and baby Jesus. Maybe throw in some doves and lambs. We found a rich patron. Patron wanted to curry favor with the priests, so same thing, more religious art. The Greeks, the Romans, even the pagans, the art was to reinforce the rituals, the belief system of the gods. Now, of course, we got secularism, meaning we got modern art. If you're an artist, it means a whole lot of artistic freedom. Artistic freedom, you want to know the truth, means starvation wages. Very few patrons, no church commissions, just a free-for-all helter-skelter rush for what few jobs there are, at least in my chosen field, public art. I'm a glass guy, stained and leaded, design large murals for courthouses, train stations, libraries, places like that. Build them, haul them across the country, then install them. Usually a committee decides my glass design is more appropriate, say, than a sculpture or a mosaic or an atrium hanging. I have to sell them on that design, justify its expense, convince them I can hoist glass into the heavens without killing anyone below. I have to make them believe what I believe, that this art of glass will do what Renaissance glass did for cathedrals, lift their eyes and their hearts beyond the mundane, upward to an impossible light, what we secularists still call inspirational, but seems a little harder to sell. Even us con artists believe in our art. Thank you.